AM on Y95. It's time for another Y95 traffic stop. Joining us, as always, is Constable Greg Bowie with the Yarmouth RCMP. Greg, how are you? It's been a couple weeks since we've talked last.
Yeah, it's going good. I don't think it's rained very much since we last spoke, unfortunately. We could use a good few days of rain, but other than that, when it starts raining, I'm sure we'll complain that it's never sunny.
Yep, exactly. I mean, fall is just around the corner. And, you know, with that, the kids are out. They're going into the school buses. So thought, take a chance to really talk about that because, you know, still getting reports that some people are still going right past those school buses with the signs out and everything.
Yeah, unfortunately, people are still doing that this day and age. But as most would, you know, of course, most people are good. Just be aware that when the yellow lights come on, that's a pre-warning that they're going to be making a stop. And if you have the ability to stop at that point, you know, do so safely. But when the red lights come on and the stop sign comes out and the arm in the front comes out, then you're required by law to come to a complete stop. You can't go around the bus or... doesn't even matter, like, if the child is getting off on that side of the road and you think you can just pass because the child's not going to go across. Regardless, if those lights are on and they're flashing red, you have to come both directions to a complete stop.
Which, it's, yeah, the same way in Ontario. Whether you're going eastbound and the bus is going westbound, you have to stop.
Exactly. You don't know what the kid's plan is, if they're going to go on the other side of the road or cross over. And especially with younger kids, you never know, they might just dart and they're not looking. So as drivers, we're responsible for the safety of kids. And we're, you know, you gotta look and be extra careful when you see the school bus. And it's not about the fine or the points. It's about, at the end of the day, it's the safety of the kids.
Exactly. I mean, those kids definitely can be unpredictable, which is why we have to try to predict what could happen and keep that safety going. Now, speaking of safety, there's been quite a few reports with the RCMP of Nova Scotia of some rather fast drivers.
Yes, there's been quite a few aggressive drivers lately into the what we'd consider the stunting range, which just to give listeners, I guess, a bit of an idea of how the speed laws work in Nova Scotia, at least, is if you're going... between 1 to 15 kilometers over the posted speed limit. That's what's considered an A speeding ticket. It comes with a $237.50 ticket and 2 points on your license. And then the next category up is if you're going between 16 to 30 kilometers over the posted speed limit. It comes with a $295 ticket and 3 points on your license. And which most people don't know is it also comes with a 7-day driving suspension, which will never reflect nicely on your insurance renewals. And then the next category up from that is, which is $410 and 4 demerit points and also a 7-day driving suspension. And then on top of that, if you go even faster than that, if you're 51 or higher over the speed limit, is into the stunting range, which is 6 points on your license. It's also a little over $2,400 ticket, which nobody will want. And also a 7-day immediate driving suspension roadside and a 7-day impound of your vehicle roadside. So it's a very inconvenient and expensive ticket, which you do not want. So the best way is to not go 51 over the speed limit.
Absolutely. You know, save it for the track. I understand with a lot of cars out there right now is what I would even call a boost season, right? Those turbochargers love the cooler air, but save the speeding for the track. There are tracks within Nova Scotia you can go to and you can just let it rip.
Exactly. There's a right place to do it. And also a lot of time when I catch people for speeding, it's not uncommon. It's more so in pickup trucks is some people decide to remove the factory rims and tires and put on aftermarket rims, tires that are not the factory size, which may look good in some cases, but it's also, it throws your speedometer off. So they might think they're going 100 kilometers an hour, but they're actually in fact going 130 kilometers for an hour, for example. So then they're not even realizing that they're going 30 over the speed limit. So if you're going to do that, make sure your vehicle gets calibrated properly for your speedometer, so you know that the speed that's showing is the proper speed that you're going.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for chatting with us again. If you would like to ask Greg Bowie a question in the future, head on over to CJLS.com and you can submit your questions to the Y95 traffic stop there, and we'll go over them on the next episode. Thanks for hanging out with us, Greg.
No problem. You have yourself a great day.
You too. It's ABBA on Y95.